She can turn it on, the heat flames of forest fires. She can run away and stay hidden. Those eyes can melt desires. Looking out for herself, she sees blindly, skin pulled away from flesh. Going out there to face another city, left alone, feeling inside empty, not knowing what awaits next. There are people tossing under the covers, afraid to face the dawn. In the morning, they dress to look at broken mirrors with real people behind, not knowing how to put a true expression on. Eagerly, they line up to march proudly, smiling onward to the killing field. Bargaining power seems useless, just trying to make a better deal. Tall brown grass, growing 8 feet tall, billows wildly in the wind. It serves those who did not listen. No time to bury, just left to lie there until the end. A clock up in the tower sighs. One more deep relief. As tears swell down its numbered face, falling down onto fields of dried up green. A house said to be at nowhere once housed a priceless few. The walls now covered with snakes' insides, pretty bugs now cooked in stew. It makes no sense, some now argue, to leave a building for the maniac's sensations. Being last doesn't mean you're through. It has only just begun. Identity unknown for them. It is creeping up to rediscover some. Let's gather stars in a fireproof bag to send across the world. It's unfulfilled while it's filling time. We cannot look directly into it. Its force can make us blind. Until that moment, I do not know. And perhaps I never will. But for now, I try to make new words for the lost again and rearrange the numbers, keep them forever lying still.
I hope you enjoyed that. I know it followed no really consistent rhyming pattern. I mean, some words aren't even close to rhyming, but what the heck, you know, that's what life is. You know, what would life be without those kinds of situations? Thanks, and be forgiving. If not, what kind of person does that make you?